We wanted to make something that was tangible with our hands, something that was an actual product that was handmade.
And that's why several times a week and on the weekends, these two brothers shake off their business suits and get to work using their hands on this production line.
We didn't want to be a local product that was an average product. We wanted to be something that was outstanding.
They're not bottling soda or beer. Chris and John Cook make vodka. Sloop Betty Vodka here at Blackwater Distilling in Stevensville.
More and more these days, it's not the mass market product. It's not your Smirnoff. It's not your Budweiser as much as it used to be. People are waking up and realizing that there are more choices out there.
The brothers Cook are in their third year of business as a craft distillery. Chris Cook says when they started, there were less than 50 craft distilleries across the country. Now there are hundreds.
To this day, we're still the only fully licensed distillery in the state of Maryland. There are a couple wineries that have licenses that allow them to do limited distilling for fortified wines, grappas, brandies, that kind of thing, but we can distill anything here in any quantity.
And while they wanted everything used in the process to come from Maryland and be organic, it just wouldn't work, says John Cook.
We couldn't source all these ingredients locally in the state. Once we made that determination, we realized that it was going to be a little more efficient if we had some of the early processing done at the point where they're harvested. So we bring these into the shop in totes like this. So one of these is wheat, the other one's cane. And so sugar cane is a key differentiator for us. It neutralizes a lot of the burn that folks might experience with a grain spirit and makes it a much smoother product.
Here is where it all begins for the cooks, with the stacks of these 270-gallon totes and making that 80-20 blend of vodka.
They've already been distilled to this point. What we do from here is we do blending, we do dilution, and we do filtration.
The big totes get moved into the bottling room here at the distillery.
This is where we're actually taking our product, Sloop Betty, and taking it from its tank and putting it into its bottle. This is one of the bigger investments we made when we opened up, was putting a little more money than most people do into a semi-automatic bottling line. So this is really what allows us to do that much volume in one day.
And with just three people here bottling, Chris Cook says this is a business that's all in the family.
We've got John, who's our operations officer. We have my dad, Rich Cook, who's our CFO. We've got people like my mother, Elizabeth Cook, who makes candles with John's wife.
Once the bottles are loaded onto the conveyor belt, it's now up to machines to fill them up. Next stop, quality assurance. Mark is a business partner with the Cooks and in charge of that part of the operation. He uses a very expensive piece of equipment for his precise work on each bottle.
I look at the fill levels to make sure that they're consistent, and then to also make sure that there's the little black specks of carbon didn't make it through.
With a loose cap, we'll put the bottle into the capper, and we'll have somebody seal it just like that.
At what point can you say, we've done it, we've arrived?
I don't know if that's in either one of our natures. I think one of the exciting things about this business is the potential for growth and doing new products, being pro-agribusiness, wanting to make a positive difference for folks on the shore.
In Stevensville, Ann Kramer, WBAL and WBAL.com.